what was going on.
Right.
So you mentioned the FBI knock. I want to get there. And maybe a good transition from climate defiance to XR and the repression that's mounting against XR in the U.S. is this Tom Suozzi event in Long Island. Do you want to tell that story?
Yeah, that was actually a climate defiance action. It was at the end of January in Long Island, like you just said. It was at a synagogue, but it was a Tuesday night, a public event that we registered for.
I remind people who Tom Suozzi is.
Tom Suozzi is one of the 7 House Democrats that voted to expand ICE's funding, among other things, at the DHS after Renee Good. So that was the reason that we were going. There was a Q&A at the end of the event, and we decided to make it happen a little earlier. And kind of the classic crew that I've already talked about was there, Walter Masterson, Davidson Boswell. A lot of people know about this. It went very viral in both legacy and social media. But the first disruptor, Davidson, went up with adult diapers being like, here's for the next time you see Trump and can't hold your shit in. The next person offered him knee pads, which some LGBT allies were like, there's problems around using blowjob language as a like disparaging comment, which I can vibe with, but like still fucking got him. He was again, like Cuomo was, he was just a fish in a barrel, because he's standing there. We're not doing anything illegal. Walter very powerfully. We've never seen Walter go straight man like that. He just got mad and listed off the names of people who had died that month in ICE hands, and we all got ejected from the room. And then a couple of days later, the assistant attorney general posted on Twitter. It had popped off in the right wing media as well. A bunch of people were hating on it, of course, which is just as good to us. But on the assistant attorney general tweeted that they were opening an investigation. It was like a week after the Minnesota church disruption, which was during a church service. Obviously, I stand in solidarity with them. But the federal crime that they are listing of the FACE Act that protects the right to worship, which, of course, you want the right to worship, but like they're using it in this way that's like they use the word attack, that what we did was a coordinated attack for just speaking. No laws broken. Police were on site, stopped the last member as they were walking out, and were like, oh, no crime has been committed here, and let us all go.
Wow.
Yet the DOJ tweeted that they were looking into it. They kept talking about, although they weren't citing our exact protest, they were still talking about protests in churches, places of worship, for another week. So the temperature was on. We got Ron Kuby, who's like a legend of a movement lawyer. He's in the Big Lebowski.
He's referenced in the Big Lebowski.
Yes.
Where's Ron Kuby, man? he also hosted an excellent AM so drive funny, show with Curtis Sliwa in the 90s that I would listen to.
Yes, he did. And he is like one of the funniest people I've ever met.
And he's brilliant too.
He's a genius.
And a very good leftist. Yeah.
He is just a literal legend. But within a couple of days, we were like, this probably doesn't look like anything more than this. We'll keep an eye, but like, it looks like, they're just tweeting about us. Not even a full week later, though, I'm a member of both Climate Defiance and Extinction Rebellion. I know that I already gave the bio a little bit, the long-winded one on Climate Defiance, but Extinction Rebellion is another group that I work with here in New York, have for years. And we separately, a member of ours, got a door knock, separately again, a door knock from the Joint Terrorism Task Force unit of the FBI, which is, compared to a tweet from Pam Bondi, much more substantial, and is more of the reason that I find myself here on your podcast.
And so this was, or they claim, you know, we don't really know what they're doing, right? But they claim that was about XR.
The FBI?
Yeah.
No, we have a very good understanding of what they're doing there.
Okay, okay.
He hasn't, the person who got visited hasn't been a standing member for 2 years. They were there for about 60 seconds. said, "You're not in trouble, but we want to talk to you about Extinction Rebellion," and he closed the door. As you should. If anybody comes and knock and you have the Fifth Amendment right to close the fucking door, unless they have a warrant, obviously. But for any of the people out there, which is indicative, according to Ron Kuby, who knows his shit and has represented much more intense activists than climate activists, it's indicative of a deep investigation. They start with more peripheral retired members, people who aren't currently in the center, so they can work their way in. And why we know that it's not just like plenty of movements get door knocks that don't ever turn into more, but this is not normal times, as everybody knows. And there is a very famous, most people heard something about it, presidential memorandum, NSPM 7, that was put out in September, directing the White House, directing through the Department of Justice, directing Joint Terrorism Task Force units of the FBI, the one that we got a door knock from, to investigate domestic terrorism.
Specific, I mean, it was like about Antifa.
Antifa then, was the first one that was declared.
Right. But the way they defined Antifa, or like they defined who was being targeted with this memorandum, was kind of just like anyone super who's against the government, anyone who's against capitalism, anyone who's against Christianity.
Extreme views on gender, extreme views on immigration.
It's designed to prevent crime. So it is targeting people based on their beliefs under the assumption that your beliefs will cause you to commit crimes, such as, in your case, protesting.
Under parameters that anyone listening to this, I guarantee, fits. And if it didn't,
unless they're an FBI agent,
it's very curious. The people that visited, being New York, you can tell that there's a, like, as often happens, as we've already been seeing in other categories with this administration, down to the local field unit, they're like, Pam Bondi had a memo that was leaked late November, early December, leaning on these units of the FBI, like, hey, like, give us heads, basically. It was confirmed that 27 investigations have been opened. And as far as I am aware of from the fucking internet, besides people demonstrating against ICE or for Palestine, and even those categories in the last 2 months, were the only ones confirmed to have gotten a door knock from this unit. To be one of these investigations, basically. I'm sure somebody else has been visited. I don't know about it. If you're one of those people, hit us up. We need to talk.
Thanks for listening, everybody. If you like what you heard and you want to hear more of it, if you want to get all of our great bonus content, all sorts of specials that we run, access to our Discord server or whatever, become supporters of our podcast at patreon.com/thiswreckage. Tons of great bonus content going back years. So do become a supporter of our enterprise. We would appreciate it very much.
And we always appreciate if you sign up at the annual level. You get a discount when you do that. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.